Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go. Weekend, spell was with the Z. The call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, is 646-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those who've heard this show before and those who are listening for the very first time, my name is Andy Brown, and I live vicariously through you. Broadcasting live here at the Dallas-Fort Worth area each and every Tuesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central. The show is because of you, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers, that each time it gets better and better and better, and tonight will be no different. You're going to find out very shortly. It's Tuesday, July 3rd, 2012. Man, it's so hot in Texas. Goodness, it's about to go down for real tonight. Last week, if you chimed into the show, it was extraordinary. We had to break out the whipped cream and the cherries and just get down to it. We talked about pornography. Does it help or hurt your relationship? If you missed this show for any reason, I suggest you go back in the archives of Blog Talk Radio, check us out on the online happy hour, and click on the previous link that's going to get you that information so you can hear it. Ooh, the men stood up. The ladies chimed in. We talked about the good, the bad, the nasty, the truth. One of the best shows to date. I love it. If you need to follow us online, folks, for real, howwasyourweekend.com is the website. Check out the show page. Check out the nationwide social media social site that's going to be changing some lives and making greater things possible throughout this community of ours. We're keeping it real. Facebook followers, it's How Was Your Weekend page. For those that tweet, HWY Weekend. Check me out on my website at andybrownspeaks.com, doing some great life coaching for some fantastic people who see where this is really going to take them to better and increase their life and their lifestyle. And also shout out to One World Enterprises, One World Class, and all touring charters, AWE touring charters, doing it big. Taking folks to Durant, Oklahoma this weekend for the Lucky 7 Extravaganza. Tonight's show was brought to you in part by, ladies and gentlemen, D&S Tire and Detail Shop in Carrollton, Texas, 2014 East Beltline Road. Folks, if you need to get your ride tightened up for the holidays, they do tune-ups, brakes, oil changes, get your car washed and waxed detailed, get the hottest rims and tires across the DFW area. You got to holler at the twins because they're going to make things happen for you. Also sponsored in part by One World, where the vision is to increase you, ladies and gentlemen. One vision, one goal, to increase you, One World. Play rehearsal was great last week. We're going to talk about that a little bit more later on down the road in the show. But tonight, because the clock is ticking, we don't have too much time, we're going to talk about this intriguing topic. Now, it's been stated over and over again, and from the male perspective, most of us just don't have one. We may or may not know. Mama may have talked about it. Sister may have talked about it. You may have seen some of the posts on the blog, on the social media networks. You may have heard in conversation. sometimes things aren't happening as fast as some women would like it to in their life because their biological clock is ticking. The family hasn't been produced in a timely manner. The job may haven't come when they wanted to. Well, because the clock was ticking, maybe the choices that have been made, we gonna find out about that. Because some have even said, well, it takes a man, the right man, for that biological clock to tick. You can't just have a baby with anybody. This is true. But you're also saying that you just can't date or be with anybody. But who's this person that you've been connected to for such a long time, or any time for that matter? That the clock wasn't ticking then? Was it okay? Just getting by? We don't know. We're going to talk about that in depth. I want to hear from the men and the ladies as we chime in tonight on that. We're going to talk about it, her biological clock. Really? Okay. Had some dialect and some conversation with some good friends of mine throughout this week about what's going on. Had to reach out to some people all across Texas and Louisiana and even in the Midwest and Kansas City and Chicago because they recognize that it's not just a one-time or one-hitter thing. This is a talk about reality. The biological clock is on its way. It's moving, and sometimes women, as they get older, recognize that, well, their clock is ticking. It's about time for them to do something. But is it always an issue or to pass the blame because something or somebody that they're connected to isn't moving at the pace maybe they want it to go? Well, I want to know who sets the tone for this clock. When does it really expire? Real talk tonight. Nobody's picking on women on this. This is not a female bashing show. But this statement has been used so cliche over and over again that has it become more of an excuse? Because it's been said quite a bit here. We see a lot of single women older in their 30s and in their 40s, and they claim that the clock is ticking. What? What's ticking? What's this about? 646-727-3279. I'm going to talk about this. Let me share some things that people have stated on this particular topic, and you can tell me. I've got some tweets. I've gotten some emails about it. A friend of mine said that women are trying to race the clock. As they have experienced, it's the people around them indicating what time it is. A lot of women are influenced by family and friends to think that they should have a certain thing or have done certain things by a certain age. She went to a Jill Scott concert this past weekend and said that Jill stated, I thought that I would have 3 kids and a husband by now. Instead, I got a son and I'm single. Clock talk. Huh. Well, that's what Jill Scott stated. She thought that she would have all these things by now. But instead, just a son, and she's single. No husband. 2 other kids in there aren't here yet. But what is this based on? Where is this coming from? Is this being taught at a young age? This is what you need to have? The clock is ticking? Really? Who says in society time, or is this something that women are taught? And we just want to know. Ladies, talk to us about it. There's no way you can be offended by a question. Somebody asks you how tall you are, how short you are, well, you ought to know. No. We need to ask these kind of questions. We want to find out. It's even stated that women prefer to have healthy children in their 20s and 30s. The biological issue lies there. It's not safe for them to bear children at an old age. The uterus is a delicate place, and women can't have children after menopause. Got that. Totally understandable. Health reasons, health issues, concerns. Well, were they really looking for children in that time frame? Is it something that just didn't happen? Based on what? Relationships take 2. So was it always his fault that nobody got pregnant in their 20s or 30s? It's a long time. Or maybe you just weren't in a position to do such. And now you feel later on in life, this is when you want to do it. It's a choice, my opinion. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. We want to hear from the folks that chime in about this particular topic and tell us what you really think. What's really going on? Her biological clock. Really? Is that really the issue there? I need to hear from you tonight. And keep it 100. This is what we talk about. This is how we do, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. It's One World Unlimited, folks. Also, get certified with Hotwood July 10th. Check it out. The website will be up and ready for business in just a few days. The first 100 people with $50 purchase will receive shipping and handling for free. That's what's up. We're keeping it real up in here. BlogTalkRadio.com/How Was Your Weekend? Spell was with a Z. Her biological clock. I need to understand and see what's going on. Because a lot of men, we've had this conversation, we've had this dialect. The issues have been turned and said that maybe it's more or less his fault because their clock is ticking. Something that he chose not to do because maybe he wasn't around or he wasn't a good man or he didn't want to help out in her 20s and 30s. So the focus has been driven on him, the guy, that dude. But I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure you can just say it's just him. I'm not sure about that. Why is the blame? Why is the conversation? Why is the direction being taken on the man? Men have even stated here is to say it's not necessary even about the biological issue. People just don't want to have children at a young age and be young grandmamas. Because nobody's around to take care of them. Women are still trying to go to the club and get their kicking on in their 20s and 30s. Not really concerned about being a mother or starting a family. Wow. Now that's real. That's telling the truth. Because see, look, like I said, it takes two. You can't necessarily say it's one particular person or to blame the opposite sex. Because somebody might be ready and somebody else isn't. Listen, it's just that one person. If that one person isn't ready to be or have the family, then why is it all of them have to take the blame and get in trouble, passed on to that? This is real talk tonight. Another young lady says here, it means that most men will be stuck with children they don't want if they don't use condoms at a later age in life. See, the men don't have the biological clock. We can go whenever we want. We can have children whenever we want, up until maybe 60s or 70s. If it's healthy, for cause. Is that what some men are doing? Not in this generation, but it can happen. See, a lot of folks don't really understand the full dynamics of this. Back in the day, Grandmama Nim had, and I'll be on my family is like this. My grandmother had 12 children. Father was number 11 of 12 kids. Grandfather was in his 60s when my daddy was born. Grandmother's in her 40s. The biological clock fared pretty well on that. We came out okay. So what is it about now generation that says, it's not going to happen? Really don't want to go through this. Really don't want that to take place. Because we have so many busy lifestyles, if you will. Busy's been a really heavy word here in the late. Busy lifestyles. How do they want to go through what? Through that? How do they want to proceed with what they're looking for? We have so many young ladies going back to school, getting more degrees, furthering their education. So where's the clock ticking on this episode? Is this, are we saying we want to go back, pick up the education on the family? What does that mean exactly?
I don't get it. Another one says, I don't think your biological clock was about bearing children. The clock ticks really loud when you're lonely. Wow. Seriously. So it could be the yearning to connect to somebody 100%. I'm feeling that. I like that. I'm feeling that. It means that most women, that is, check this out. Now, this is a comment that was stated. We had the conversation in the dialect earlier. Because I didn't think it's necessarily about children. There are some out there that say the clock is ticking. It's time to get a man. Time to get a husband. Start having a family. I want to know who sets this clock. See, like I mentioned before, men don't have a deadline nor a clock. You either get it young or you get it old. And the question is, if the clock is really ticking because of your age, then why not do what you wish to do at that age? Intriguing. Because here it is. Maybe you just weren't ready at that time mentally, financially, for whatever reason. So to say the clock is ticking, it's just maybe the decisions or the house wasn't in order to do a certain thing at that time. It's the truth. Then why are you saying that you want to have it by this age? Many men are being blamed as if it's them or us who have been hitting the snooze button on that biological clock. But the fact is that not all men are the ones that young lady needs to be with. Men don't stop women from getting houses. They don't stop her from getting that car. They don't stop her from getting that job. Now, yes, we know it takes two to connect and make the family, but it takes just one. Wouldn't it be more about biological choices? Just keeping it real. Some say that men are playing games. All of them? I'm not seeing that. Not seeing that at all. And you're blaming all of us for one person's situation. All women can't blame men for their circumstances and lack of opportunity. That's just not the case, and it's definitely not fair. I know some women that have lowered their standards, even in their 40s, just to have somebody. Now, if you ask them, you know, he's so smart, he's so attractive, he's so romantic, he's loving, he's financially stable, he's a God-fearing man. You know, but for whatever reason, they don't connect to him. If that's still a problem. Maybe we're putting up walls that really don't exist to hide ourselves behind a mask of something crazy. See, what can happen, ladies and gentlemen, and men and women are both guilty of this, is we fall so much in the fear of relationships and the fear of failing and the fear of things not working out that we create a false image of a person that justifies the reason for us not to be with somebody. Well, they have to have this. They have to have this. They have to be this. They have to be that. So they set an expectation of someone who is unflawed in any way. Now, we'll say that, well, you know, I deal with their issues. No. One slightest little thing that goes wrong in their mind, and they're going to turn it off because, oh, well, this isn't the way things are going to go. And if by chance this thing doesn't work, here's the reason why. I have this to fall back on and blame it. Instead of stepping up, saying, you know what, this is ride or die, and we can make it happen. Post that was made earlier, because you got to think about this. If you look for the excuses, you'll find them. If you look for the loopholes, you'll find them. For all that are commuting 9 to 5 back and forth to their jobs, Nobody wakes up in the morning and says, you know what, I don't know if I really want to go to this job today because there's going to be some traffic. And people are having way too many accidents for me to get out there and risk my car to be out there and get hit. My insurance deductible is way too high for me to take a chance on getting hit in this traffic. It's best to just stay home and not go to work. I've been hit before in a car accident, and I don't want to go through that again. Yeah. And they treat their relationships on a whole on a similar level for the fear of committing and getting involved. Yeah, they do it. People do it. It's a fear factor. We understand the clock is ticking, but look, check this out. You look for and you find the excuse wherever you may look, wherever it may be, wherever you may look for it. So if you say that this person ain't the one, or this is the type of person I really want to deal with, but you don't, huh? And whose fault really is that? We're looking for the flaws, we're looking for the issues, and we edify them to the point where you give it the excuse that it's not going to work because of that. Mm-mm. Not fair, not real. BlogTalkRadio.com/how was your weekend? Spell was with a Z. Her biological clock. Really? Really? Help us understand that. Because you know what? In defense of not, it seems as though this could truly be the case. And it's just not something that was really brought to surface. I understand as you're getting older, you know, things can happen. And it's a fear factor. You want to hurry up and get that done. But based on what? Based on what? If this is what you said that you wanted, go get it. If you want to accomplish certain things, go get it. Well, it's not that easy. Nobody says it's got to be easy. Just go do it. Watch what happens if you put yourself in position to get higher, to get something greater. People will always come back and point the finger on reasons why they couldn't get things done. It's the clock ticking. He was fault. All niggas are no good. Man, them women are tripping. But the fact of the matter is, we need to point back at ourselves and say, you know what, this is a problem. I need to get it. If this is what I want, I need to get it. For everybody who's saying everybody's got, women got, you know, black folks got bad credit. But there are so many people buying houses. So many women, independent women with their own homes. It takes credit to get a house. In case you didn't know, obviously you had enough. You made it happen. Yeah, truth hurts sometimes. But listen to it. This is what we're talking about. The clock is ticking. And we need to get on board and find the right things and say, look, this is what we want to accomplish. This is what we're looking for. This is a part of the lifestyle that we want to have. And make it do what it do. Get in position to make it happen. If you're constantly looking for an excuse to say your relationship isn't going to work, it won't. If you spend time worrying about whether or not he or she's going to cheat on you, chances are you'll find yourself in more of a concern of them cheating than them being around you. What's that? What do they do? Well, such and such, Pam's dude was just like this. He had the same signs. Okay, worry about that. It's not the issue. Just like the situation in traffic. Well, such and such got fired from this job today. Oh, God, they're going to fire me. No, you don't think like that. I need to do what I got to do to maintain and stay here. I can see it happening because of some of the reasons why. But I'm not going to let that hold me down. Oh, Lord, please cover me. Don't let them fire me. Well, turn that prayer around. Well, Lord, cover this relationship. Let's make it work. Let's make it happen. We're choosing sides on where to put our faith. We're choosing sides on whether to say whether or not such and such is going to work because it's not the clock ticking. It's our mindset.
change your mindset about a situation and look at it from a different perspective and see what can happen. If you feed it negativity, it'll receive negativity. And you don't even know why. The biological clock. Really? Some of us just listen. We all remember the Kings of Comedy. Cedric the Entertainer telling this joke, talking about, you know what, some of us were just standing around, and if somebody get up and run, we all can get up and run. You know, ask questions later. What's all this? They scared, they're running, we might as well run and get and be scared too. Why? Fear. Contagious. It's a disease. It's not an emotion. It's a transference, it's a contagious disease. Once it gets on you, baby, it can stick, but if you don't receive it, it's not even going to affect you. Consequences might be different, but it's not going to affect you. Think about it. If your biological clock is ticking, for what? What is it you're trying to get done? Trying to have a family? Trying to have a baby? Well, I'm pretty sure somebody out there wants to have a family, wants to have a baby just like you do. Who is it? That's really the issue that most people don't understand how to deal with. Well, who wants to be around like people? Just like when we go to the casino this weekend, every roll of the dice, it's not going to be a hit, but try. Not saying lay down whatever you do to see if you can get pregnant, but we're saying get the mindset right. Find out. Is this the one I'm going to connect with? Is it going to make sense to do this? Let's make it happen, baby. You like this, I like this, we can come together, we can make it work. You down? Yeah, I'm down, so are you. Let's make it happen. Focus on the good. But if we go in looking and expecting, oh, no, they may cheat on me. Oh, no, they may lie to me. Oh, no, they may take my money. I don't know. Things can happen. No one that I've seen, I've been to several weddings. The minister go ahead and says all the right stuff to have the whole to love and honor students and health to that part. Oh, no. Oh, no, Pastor. Remember that time he lied to his mama back in the day? Nigga might lie to me, too. Oh, no. No, I do. No questions asked. I do. I got this. We're going to make it happen. And you bring that trust factor into it. Not the clock is ticking. Now I'm getting too old. Now we need to hurry up and make this happen. But I'm just trusting you. And we're going to make it do what it do. Does every household, does every marriage say, well, if I hadn't married this person, if I hadn't have dealt with you, I would have taken care of all this. Sometimes we make decisions and it's learning experiences. It is what it is, folks. But you can't sit up and say, or pass the blame toward or against somebody because it just didn't work out for you at the time. A biological clock is a race against the human physical aging process for humans to do most things to an aptitude or even the level that they're used to when they were younger. That's real talk. Indeed, now check this out. The construction in which biological clocks were referenced to women, real talk to women now, only leads folks to think that the focus is based on females' failing ability to sexually reproduce or to present herself as a candidate for marriage. They're keeping it real. They're keeping it 100. A lot of people don't want to share their opinion on this because who knows? There's no really wrong of an answer. One young lady just sent me a message and says she knows men with biological clocks. They complain that they're 40 or close to it, and they have their career, they have their home, they have everything else, but disappointed about not being a father. Find the issues that are still searching for that perfect chick and have let the 80-20 rule go while they look for that 100%. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. Still searching for the perfect one, the one that's unflawed, the one that can do no wrong.
And it goes back to what I was saying earlier. If we create something that's unrealistic, never, never land. It has to be completely perfect, and then I'll connect to it. No, what you're saying is, I'm going to find every flaw I can so that I won't be hurt. And this is not fair. This is not real. That way, yeah, that way, this person can never hurt me. If they can't live up to these expectations, and they do end up hurting me, then I knew it all along. Because I put that in my mind that this person wasn't right to begin with. I was just seeing what was going to happen. You foolish mortal. That's not the way to do this. That's not the way you dance to this record. We have to give ourselves the benefit of the doubt and find the trust factor. Lock in, man. Connect to somebody. Marriage and divorce is at an all-time high. I'm sorry, divorce is at an all-time high, but marriages can still make it. Relationships can still make it. Connections are still being made to this day. I know just as many married couples as I do single people. Wasn't like that a few years ago because it was all the single people, the complaints, the issues, the drag downs. Nah, it ain't going to work. There ain't time yet. Not looking for it. That's being honest. Everybody out there is tripping. Nope. What you really meant to say was the people that you've ran into thus far haven't been the right ones. And we won't confess to that. We won't keep it 100. We won't tell it the way it is. BlogTalkRadio.com/How Was Your Weekend. Spell was with a Z. Keep it 100, folks, at all times. This is what we do. This is how we make it happen. This is how we keep it 100, keep it real. Right here on the online happy hour, because I'm going to tell you like this. You have to learn. You have to go through some things to get an understanding. Did I ever tell myself, well, I'm going to be married and have this? No. Be a nice thought. If I was in position, I probably would have got it done. See, I personally, when my child was born, almost 13 years ago, it wasn't like I'm creating a picture of the white picket fence. Wanted to have that, didn't know how to get it. And I couldn't really blame her that I didn't have it. I had to look and point the finger at myself and say, you know what, I'm not ready for this. I don't even know how to do this. Don't know how to be a father, be the best boyfriend in the world. Don't know how to be a father, don't know how to be a husband. Wasn't really paying attention. And then when it was time for me to do my part, focus wasn't there. So I really can't say there aren't any good women out there. I probably ran into quite a few, but I didn't know how, wasn't ready. That's telling them what it is. Does that mean I'm a dog? Does that mean I ain't the one? No. Just wasn't ready. Didn't know how to do it. And if you don't know how to do a thing, you're not willing to say, you know what, bump this, let's figure it out. I'll try. Tried, wasn't ready. Wasn't ready, just wasn't ready. Mindset wasn't there. And I'm going to do you more harm than good by staying here because I know somebody else can treat you a whole lot better than what I'm doing right now. Am I going to miss out on something good? Probably so. But it's not fair for me to bring both of us down so that we can be miserable together. You got time to fix this. BlogTalkRadio.com/How Was Your Weekend? Spell was with a Z. Tonight's topic is her biological clock. Really? Is this where we're going to take aim? We're going to take action and say that it's all about the clock. For those of our sports fans out there, they're watching basketball games, NFL games. They don't really like to watch baseball, say it's boring. Why? Because there's no clock. Because there's no time to justify when this thing is going to be over. There's no thrill in the last 2 minutes to see what's going to happen, how much pressure you can handle, how much of this is it going to be do or die in the next 4 or 5 seconds. A lot of issues on that. We're waiting for the spontaneous release. We're waiting for that miracle moment. It's not fair. You can't rush this thing. That's just what it is. Biblically stated, Abraham and Sarah. Can't rush this thing. Oh, never know. You never know. Something might happen. But if you continue to say, I don't know. It's my clock. I'm rushing. Now if the pressure's on and you're not prepared, chances are you might make mistakes with the pressure if you can't handle it because you weren't prepared for the situation. See, in sports, hold a totally different story because they practice. In football practice, we had a 2-minute drill. We got 2 minutes to make this happen. We know these plays will work. How are we going to get it done? In basketball, not only do you have the game clock, but you have the 12-second clock, the 24-second clock. Shoot it. You don't get the ball in your hands, 24 seconds, you got to give it up. Got to give it up. And I think many of us are spoiled by this clock that we don't take the time to think about that's pressure. We're not prepared for this. We can make mistakes. We're not putting ourselves in positions for our family. We're rushing this thing just to connect to somebody. We made mistakes. Cost us more than just our life. Because there's children involved. Family, of course, it's money, time, legacies, or lack thereof, because we pressured ourselves into connecting to somebody based on clock. Really? For those who are listening right now, I want you to take some time to think about this. If you're offended, I don't see how. I don't see how this can really, truly hurt your feelings if you got to sit back and think about, look, man, this is what it is. This is what's going on. Know what I want in my life. What does it take to get it? If it's preparation, then you have to do what it takes to get prepared. It may not be right now. It may not be next year. But the clock is still ticking for whose standards? A lot of people in their relationships with that biological clock want to get that attachment. We have to get labeled so we'll know where this is going. Well, are you my boo? Where is this going? Where I need to know. My clock is ticking. You get attached. Who are you to me? How are you going to introduce me to your friends? Okay, girl, he said, now he told them I was his friend, but he told them I was his boo. Now, wait a minute, he said, now when he calls you his baby, girl, that's a big thing right there. You're taking a big step. Clock ticking. You ain't met his mama by a certain time, then I don't know, it might not be since who. Since who? You just get to know somebody. I ain't met their parents in such and such days. Something's wrong.
has to be a level of comfortability. Chick I was dating one time asked me, this is a killer. She asked me, a month in, when do I get a key? Wait a minute. Hold on. We have yet to really discover a little bit enough about each other, your patterns and your lifestyles, and now you want to ask for a key. What? Wait a minute. I'm not understanding that. Where's this going? You can lay down with me. You can be with me. I deserve to be here, too. Not feeling that one. That's not always the case. So you got to rethink this whole thing before you get connected to somebody. Is this always going to be the case? Are they labeling this? Is the clock ticking? 646-727-3279, the biological clock. Really? Huh. See, we're looking for the surface to justify where we are in our relationships. What are you calling me? Who am I to you? Where is this going? What are we doing? So I can know where we are, who I am. You need to get that. You need to get that understanding. I'm not saying get labels real quick, walk around with the sticker. Hi, my name is Blueface. Hi, my name is Pumpkin. Hi, my name is Baby. No, not that. But you need to get some understanding of who this person is to you, what your expectations are, and where this thing can go. Now you're setting the tone. Now you're giving an understanding to the relationship. But the same things must happen by a certain time. Says who? The only thing that I'm truly aware of is that in 9 months, the baby must come out. A good friend of mine had a job a few weeks earlier. Blessings to the baby Valentino. But at the same time, we're saying that I need to know where this is going. Who am I to you? When are we going to start talking about kids? When are we going to start about having families? We're going to start living together. When are you going to stop paying your rent here and start paying the mortgage over here? My clock is ticking. I'm trying to have this baby, man. You understand? I want two boys and a little girl. Huh. And if I don't have it, then what? Huh? Really, then what? Are you ready for the two boys and a little girl? Together? Are the finances in order? Is your mindset ready? Are the both of you mentally committed to this thing? Because it takes that. That's what's taking. Is your mindset ready? No. Some men say it's not the clock they're trying to beat. Men don't have them. He's 42 years old. He can start a family tomorrow or 10 years from now at 52. Don't think he'd want to be a 52-year-old woman trying that, but that will be his own fault. Mm-hmm. Most women, and this is a statement, most women have met the right guy at some point in their life. They just overlooked him because he appeared at the time not to be able to offer them much. Men don't have that problem. That's why God made them smarter than us. How about that? Because he knew you would not have a second or third chance. But you waste an opportunity on what is comfortable and convenient, not realizing it's also temporary. Mm-hmm. It's not just me, ladies and gentlemen. Folks are out there saying this, but keeping it 100. This is where we are in our relationships, in our mindsets, in our lifestyles. I have Diane on the phone that wants to chime in. 646-727-3279. Diane is on the phone. Talk to us. What's going on?
Hi, I just feel like that sometimes that the men just, they don't realize what's going on with the woman. because men have a tendency not to talk to us.
Men have a tendency not to talk to women?
Right. They have a tendency to just, you know, slide in and out instead of holding us the conversation to find out what we really want out of life.
Ah, good point. That's real talk. So what do you think we should do in that situation? How do you think we should overcome that?
Maybe opening up and having conversations before the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. That's keeping it real right there. Having a conversation, folks, communication. This is what it's all about. This is keeping it real. This is where it starts. You can't just rely and depend on us understanding the physical aspect of it. Yes, she got a nice one. Yes, she's thick, baby. Oh, we got it. Because we tend to overlook that communication piece. We don't really know who this person really is. Yeah, that makes a great family photo. But I'm trying to see really what's going on with the communication that's going to be said in this household. Thank you, Diane, for that call. And folks, here's what we need to understand. Here's what we need to come back to. We need to come back and think about where it is we're at with ourselves before we try to get connected to someone else. What is it that we really want to do? Okay, if you're really trying to focus on having these babies, and you're really trying to focus on having these children, that requires some help. Who's guiding you? What people are around you are in position to help you out? Not to say that they're going, I'm not talking about the babysitter or somebody that's going to help you, you know, nan-nan, cough, cough, the baby, wipe it. No. We're talking about who's been around you to say that these are some of the helpful tools that you need to get through. The emotional support. Somebody who has, as we say, been there, done that. Where are your examples? Because we are visual creatures. Let's keep it real. We're visual. We keep it 100. We need to see something before we can say what it is. Sad at times, but it is what it is. We're visual. This thing called television is setting the tone and paving the way for a lot of young people out there and their mindsets on relationships. Who's doing what? Who's causing some of these problems? What they're getting away with? So with that in mind, what are you seeing out there that justifies what you want? Who's providing that unseen role, that untouchable role model? What are you connecting to? Because if your time is ticking away and you're not communicating to the right people and the right person, then we need to get some understanding about what it is you're looking for, how you plan on achieving that thing, so we can get it in order. The biological clock. Really? Well, I'll be honest with you. For most men, our 20s, carefree, invincible, indestructible. We're living on cloud 9. We can do no wrong. In our 30s, it's starting to make a little sense. You can kind of see whether some are going to slow down and get settled, and others are going to continue that wild hair because they don't want to be the old guy. They don't think that accent. I still got it. I can still do this, baby. I can still make it work. Your 40s, I ain't been there yet. God willing, I'm going to see them, all of them. And say, you know what? This is how to get my grind on. This is how I'm getting my paper. I see it now. No time for no games. No time for this foolishness. I see the pattern that have been set by these youngsters, and I see the pattern set by these old school cats of where I could be, where I should be, and where I want to be. See, in your 40s, you should have it down by now. Your 50s, piece of cake, man. You should be rocking and rolling. You don't want to be the one living with regrets. So I would suggest that you step up to yourself and say, man, you know what? My biological clock isn't ticking, but I'm wasting time. I'm wasting my own time, number one, but there are some people around me who I'm connected to that I just won't let go of because I know once I do, they're going to run off and leave me. Because I'm not ready where I want to be. I haven't allowed myself to free my mind up and think that way. I'm not ready to grow up. For some, they haven't been taught that. And we can shift, we're going to shift to the men for a quick second, ladies. They haven't been taught that. You hadn't been fathered. You hadn't been role modeled. Or everything that you decided to look at has fallen. And mama was just there, just mama, to pacify you. Because mama was the only one in the house. You didn't know how to follow suit to manhood. You developed as a man, but you didn't know how to follow suit to manhood. Patterns. Not your clock ticking, not the biological clock ticking, but that mental mindset. Role models, father figures, strength. Situations can get handled differently if you're taught differently. You have different role models. Somebody I know, situation, he had ended up somewhat of trying to get out of the situation, living with a young lady, not married to her, living with a young lady. Things didn't work out. Now, between the divorce that he was going through and staying with the other woman, she was okay with playing out for a second. But look, dude, you can't really stay here. This was fun while it lasted. You got to get up. You got to roll out, homie. Well, he had no plan. He had no justification. He wasn't positioning himself for something different. So he ended up, at the age of 34, going back to stay with mama in her one-bedroom apartment. Come on, dude. Really? Who chooses that? What examples have you seen to say that this is okay? Who are you around to justify and say, you know what, I need to get my own. I can't keep going back leaning on my mama for help. I got to stand up on my own, too, and figure this out. As the old song says, clean up what I messed up. Get it in order. Straighten it out. Because I'm causing some problems here in this relationship, and I got to get this together first before I connect to somebody else. Not my clock is ticking. Seem to stand strong. Had to smack a couple heads on that one tonight. That's just keeping it real, folks. That's what we do here. Now think about it. If this action has become acceptable, then what are we teaching our children? What are we not teaching our children, for that matter? Who's getting this? Who's seeing this? Who's saying that, you know what, this behavior is okay? Because if you're 34, 35, 36, and you need to still lean on moms for a little something, your game plan ain't together, bro. It's not mama's biological clock is still ticking to try to let you unpacify But you need to just change your mindset and say, you know what, I got to make this happen on my own. Real talk tonight. BlogTalkRadio.com/How Was Your Weekend? Spell was with a Z. Her biological clock. Really? Now, some may have taken offense to this, but they're not looking for the substance. They're sitting on the surface. What does this mean, Andy? Why do you want to talk about a woman's biological clock? Why are you trying to say, what are you trying to say? That we are not suitable? We're not, it's false, it's not real? I don't know. I'm trying to get some understanding about this thing. Because, moreover or not, based on what you see, we're visual creatures, that it's showing me in most cases, this looks like it's an issue, but it also looks like an excuse. Keeping it 100. It kind of looks like an excuse. Now, if you're telling me that I'm waiting on my biological clock, I'm trying to get something in order, my clock is ticking, I'm ready to have these babies. Now, not then, I wasn't ready then to have babies. When I was in the peak prime, I'm ready to have them now. Well, we don't want to understand it. Whose fault is that, ladies? Talk to us about it. And if you can't clarify and you just let us get by, then we think what we know. See, it happens more often than not in the relationship. It's supposed to be you should already know. It's called communication. There's not something we should already know on certain situations if you hadn't been taught. If you need understanding. We talked at the Relationship Roundtable this past weekend in Arlington. We broke down a segment of the book, Second Place Women Who Come In First. We talked about one of the chapters in reference to, I'll let it be known. You break his heart, I meant the other woman. There was some communication issues there. He's just supposed to know what's wrong with her. You have an argument, you have an issue with your significant other. And the opportunity, those two words that give the opportunity, never get answered. What's wrong? Nothing. We're just supposed to know? Didn't work like that. It's called true communication. And if we don't know, most of us, especially me, I'm going to ask. If I'm concerned and I'm curious, I'm going to ask. So a question shouldn't be offensive. Some people just can't take it, and that's just what it is. You're just supposed to just let it be understood. You can't do that. This is the information age, folks. You can't just go off and say you should know that. Based on what? Emotions? If you say the clock is ticking, but we see that all this time, you weren't ready. See, we can look back, and some of the guys can sit back and say, you know, we're looking at a certain situation. She ends up hanging out with this guy. Well, man code is going to let us say, well, you know what, you're choosing him. But I know that ain't the right dude for you. I can do better. I can treat you better than that. He ain't going to really be the one for you, but, I mean, if that's your choice, okay, and walk away. And then come back a few months later, either pregnant, abused, shamed, hurt, but single. And it'd be way too wrong to come up and say, I told you so. But yet now the biological clock is ticking, and it's just a situation. I'm not saying everybody's been through this. Now the biological clock is ticking and you're ready. Why now? What happened now? It didn't happen then, but now we want to rush. Situations are real. This is real talk. I don't care what you say. This is where you get the truth. Because, baby, when you got your own show, you can ask these kind of questions. You can say these kind of things. You can keep it 100. Talk to us about it. Her biological clock, really? I want to get a little bit more understanding about this because what tends to happen is you see situations and you see certain examples of what you think it is, what it's not going to be, what you want it to be, and then we say, my clock is ticking. I don't understand that, ladies. See, you say you want a man that's concerned about you. You say you want a man that's interested in you. But when he tries to get down to the root and really gets to trying to understand you, wait a minute, homie. You should already know. No. It's more about just getting to know your shoe size, what your favorite color is, what your favorite food is. Trying to understand this biological clock you got here so I can know what things you're trying to accomplish in life. Are we compatible? Are we looking to go down the same road? Is your level of success and is your level of family the same as mine? Am I getting a true understanding of what you want and what you desire so I know that when we come together, it's a win-win situation? If your clock is ticking and this is what you're looking to accomplish, and either I, he, or whomever am not in position or not looking for that at the same time, then we can eliminate all this right here. As far as wanting to know what you like to eat, what your favorite drink is, what your favorite TV show is, yeah, that's cool, it's cute. But I don't know you. I don't know when it's all said and done, what you're trying to accomplish. I don't know what you want. Not your surface wants, but what you really deep down inside, what it is you're looking for to justify you. That's what's up. That's what we're talking about. Because, check it out. True understanding of the woman. True understanding of the man. You'll know their intimate desires. You know what makes them tick. You know what they crave. You know their passion. You understand their heart's desires. You're getting to know them completely. A lot of us dance around this because we're not really looking for that. We just want some constant good sex, somebody cute to take these Facebook photos with, and somebody that's going to help us make some cute kids. We'll make it along the way. No. You're trying to connect to what makes sense for you. Down the road, who do you believe in? Can I stand beside you if I'm away from you? Do you have enough trust in me to know that I'm out here making it happen? If I'm not by you at all times, I'm not seeing you on a regular basis because I'm getting what's best for us. Or when she's out there and she's around those men, that they know, oh, you know what, I can't come in this. That's his. And no matter what I try to say to this woman, she's not going to break because that's her king. He's putting things in position for her. See, when you got a real one like that, ain't nobody coming in flashing nothing else. Can't come in behind that. Because you know who she is. You know what she wants. Not because her clock is ticking, but because you have an understanding of this woman. And you're going to make it happen for her because you're on the same page. Yeah. not worrying about the cheating, not worrying about being lied to, because those aren't the kind of things that you do to the one you're connected to, the one that makes you better, the one that you're growing with, because when you do that, you hurt yourself.
Mm-hmm. If somebody can't handle this tonight, I'm sorry. I don't know what it's all about if you're just getting by. Maybe nobody told you this before. Maybe nobody shared this information with you. Maybe nobody cared enough about your situation to want you to look deeper than just the surface. Her biological clock. Really? See, right here on the Blog Talk Radio, on the online happy hour, we talk about what's real. Not surface. Not the cute stuff. See, the sex is going to be what it's going to be, because that's entertaining. When we talk about the reality of it, that clock is inside. That clock is internal. It's closer to the spirit, more or less the surface. So you're getting to know a little bit more intimately about this other person. What is it really that they're pushing for? What is it really that they desire? Who is this person that you're connecting to? Because nobody wants to go through life just getting by. You want to accomplish something. You want to get real with something. You want to leave behind something. And if that's not for you and you haven't figured it out yet, then it's not your clock. Not your clock that's ticking. It's just you're not ready. You're not in position. You need to find self and get a better understanding of what you want and find like people that are wanting the same thing that you want. See, like spirits are going to always connect. Always connect. Prime example. You're in the first or second grade in school. You don't know nobody. Nobody. But as the class continues to go on, you find yourself getting closer and finding friends in that classroom because you have like spirits. You like the same things. If it's not like you, you get away. We can learn from our children. No, this one ain't for me. I don't like that. And it's gone. I'm not going to try it and make it fit because it's cute, because she's fun, because he got his own crib, because he got a job. No. We don't do that. We're getting lost and we're getting away from ourselves. So it's not the clock that's ticking. It's our life choices. We're keeping it 100, folks. You need to learn to understand that this is what this is all about. For those who listen for the very first time, each and every Tuesday night, we come on here with a real topic about real people doing real things in real situations. I don't know where else you're going to get this. You're going to get real talk, folks. We're going to break down the science of who we are as a people. Because if we don't do this, we continue to stay lost. We continue to be conditioned in a certain way, love and hip-hop. We continue to be judged on the surface. You can't go into a restaurant and expect to see some beautiful black women in there having martinis, having drinks, sitting back propped up, looking cute, looking fly, and expect a cat fight in the next 15, 20 minutes. That's not real. That's not cool. That's not who you are. So why is it okay to watch and participate in that kind of lifestyle? Why is it okay for us to assume that because the clock is ticking and we're getting older, dude, this is not the opportunity time for you to take advantage of her just to say that when now she's looking for a baby, this gives me the right to come on in and have unprotected sex. You're hurting yourself and this woman because now she's looking for a baby. I'm ready to start a family. Uh-oh, that means I ain't got to wear a condom. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. That's not it. We're looking too far on the surface and not getting to know, well, why is she ready for a family now? What is it about now that didn't happen back then? Was there some abuse? Some molestation? Some financial issues? The biological clock is ticking? Really? Really? So you mean to tell me we're going to blame all this in the womb based on what? Because men are dogs and it takes me 35, 40 years to find a good one? Listen, that's false. Because you know just as well as I do, ladies and gentlemen, that everything you know about relationships, everything that you know about relationships, has you in the one that you're in right now. Yeah, I said it. It's the truth. Because if you knew better, you'd do better. If you knew more about your money, you'd probably have more of it. If you knew more about your health condition, you'd probably take better care of your body. If you knew more about your children, you'd probably spend more time with them. It's part of you. So why do we treat our relationship any different? Our biological clocks are ticking. Man, come on. Let's keep it 100 up here tonight. It's not just because you're getting older and I miss the opportunities. It's decisions, man. It's decisions. It's the mindset of where we were, where we are, in our 20s, in our 30s, in our 40s, in our 50s. And if this clock is continuing to tick, women, ladies, what are we doing for the younger generation so they're not hitting the snooze button themselves? What are we doing for these teenagers, ladies, these teenage girls, to say, hey, you really going to do that? Is that what you really want to do? Is that how you want to be viewed at and looked at? Because I promise you, at some point in somebody's mind, the curvaceous young lady, that thick one that we see from time to time, chances are, she had to be a video vixen back in the day. She had to be a Luke dancer at some point in her life. The thought just kind of goes in and out your mind. Not to say that we're going to label you like that, but that's where you saw her. Luke videos. The Rump Shaker. Two short videos. E-40. Yeah, they had a bunch of them. Look back now, 15 years later, that's somebody's grandmama. Yeah, it is what it is. Now, are we thinking about what's going on? A caller in the chat room says the biological clock is ticking. They have one egg left, and they're saving it for their husband. You silly. Come on, folks. Let's talk about this. Let's keep it 100. Let's keep it real. We got children, families, young girls, young cousins, nieces looking at this, and what are they saying? What's the example? What's the tone that we're setting in this particular time, in this hour? That it's okay? Their biological clock is ticking. You're ready to hurry up and have a baby. Well, shoot. If she's saying that and she's 35, then I might need to hurry up and have me a baby now so I don't be like her. Such a great role model she is. Running a minute out the house like a revolving door. But don't act like we don't see that. A smack of reality just hit somebody right there. Let's talk about this, folks. Your biological clock. Really? Really? There's some teenage girls out there who are looking for a little bit of guidance. maybe a whole lot of guidance from ladies and men, adults, people who are of age to be adults, adult-minded. What are we saying to them? When is that biological clock supposed to go off, tick, tock, tock, and stop ticking? When is it over? If it's the clock that we're looking at, who's time running out on? Is it you? Is it these children? Is it this family? Is time running out on you to make the right decisions? See, there's people out there who say that if I had more money, or if I was in a different situation, well, you don't understand my needs. You don't understand what I go through. Bottom line is, if you're not where you want to be, make a change. Period. Insanity is what it is. Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Change it up. Do something different. But what do you say I should do, Andy? You're the one that got all the answers. You're the relationship expert. No, no. What is it that you want to get done? What is it you want to accomplish? What are your dreams? What are you looking for in life? Lost a good friend of mine a couple months ago. You've heard her on the show, Naughty Nicole. I have her eulogy right here. And I'm looking at this thing on a regular basis, and I say to myself, this is 4 pages. 38 years of living wrapped up in 4 pages. When it's time for me to go, I'm expecting a DVD collection to be passed out to everybody in attendance. Because this piece of paper ain't going to hold enough to say everything that I wanted to accomplish and I accomplished in this life. This one little fold-away paper, you're going to wrap up my living in this little bit of time? Baby, it better be some DVD. It better be a say it, play it on my tombstone so somebody can get some understanding up in here. Life's not finished. Got a whole lot of living to do. Got a whole lot of things to accomplish. So my clock's not ticking. It just got started. In fact, I'm unplugging this bad boy because I don't want to see when it stops. I don't want to see when it's over. I'm just going to keep on going. And if your children aren't in line, if you don't have any right now and you're looking for children, you can always adopt. There are many parents out there and there are many children out there who need homes and who want parents and who want to get in and find that family. If you got the love to give and your clock is really ticking, why don't you adopt? Nothing wrong with that. That's taking in. That's what love is. If you can raise somebody else's child like it's your own, get with it. That says a whole lot about you. I know several families that have done it. And have embraced that little boy, that little girl, and the wheels just kept on turning. Family reunions are just as great. Nobody's going back whispering, well, you know such and such really ain't your daddy. Come on, man. Who does that? You want to tear that down? Because you're not happy? Because your clock is ticking? We're in here to make things better. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. We're talking about her biological clock. Really? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to see. I know I got some callers on the line right now that want to chime in. We're on the downside of the show, and we got to keep it going real quick. Y'all got to chime in and check us out, man. I got my man Tracy on the line from Kansas City representing. What up, Tracy? Having a little difficulty with the switchboard, but that's okay. We're going to get back to you, bro. Hold on 1 second. This is what I'm talking about, folks. Hear me when I say when we're talking about the biological clock, especially her biological clock. Who in the world started your clock to begin with? Who gave you this notion that this was supposed to be like that? Hey, I got Tracy in queue, and I got Pastor Malcolm in queue as well. See if I can go ahead and get my callers on the line to chime in for me real quick. My man Tracy chimed in all the way from Kansas City, Missouri. What up, Tracy?
What's going on, fam, man? How you doing?
Man, I'm fantastic, dog. I had to go off on this one tonight because I don't think that it's fair for people to say that their clock is ticking when really, in reality, they just need to get it together.
Yeah.
Disagree?
I agree, because my mother and father were actually 37 when I was born, 35 or 37, something like that. I had two sisters, 10 or 13 years older than me. Well, my mom was through having kids, but that didn't stop them when I was 16 months from adopting me. You dig? I was a Robinson, but now I'm a Green. And as far as I know, it's just my mom and dad. That's all I've known all my life.
Right.
You know, so whether that biological clock is ticking or what have you, going out, it's a lot of kids out here, man, that need that. There's a lot of babies that's born every day. Parents give them up, not fit, what have you. And so you're going to sit and be selfish and say, well, I can't do anything. I can't give my love to no child because my clock is ticking. I want to have a child, but I can't do it because I'm not writing this. No, that's bullshit. If you got love, if you got understanding, if you got faith, then you can do it. I'm a living example of it, man.
Exactly.
You know, Johnny and Charlene, Lisa Renee, they took care of me, bro.
See, man,
you're
absolutely right. A lot of women want to bypass me on this one because they get offended when we ask real questions. It's always the surface. You know, what you like to wear? What do you like to eat? Where do you like to go? I don't care about all that. Who are you? You say your clock is ticking. For what? What is it you're trying to accomplish that you haven't gotten thus far? And if I'm not the one that's agreeing with you on where you need to go or where we can go together, we can squash all this right now.
So true.
Well, I'm trying to get my Benz. All right, cool. I got me some cars. I'm straight. If all you're looking for is your Benz, and if all you're looking for is to say, well, I really want me some kids, and I just want to start a family, I've kind of done that. Or, no, I'm good. I'm not looking for a family. Then we can squash ties right here.
Most definitely. Most definitely, man. You know, through the years, the women I've dated, they either had kids or they love kids because it's the one thing that I come with. Even though my kids don't live with me, I'm not going to deal with you if you can't look up and say, hey, how your baby's doing? Let me get to the address so I can go send them something. Oh, well, let's go on and fly them up so they can, you know, have a good time this weekend or next weekend or something like that. You know, I'm one of them cats. If you ain't talking about my kids, then we ain't talking about nothing. You know, show me that you got that love, whether we have any or not.
They don't understand
they're hoping
somebody got this tonight. Hold on one second, Tracy. My man, Pastor Malcolm, wants to chime in. Life Church, Texas. Pastor Malcolm's on the phone. What's up, Pastor?
Hey, how you doing, Annie?
Man, fantastic.
That's good. That's good. I agree with you and Tracy wholeheartedly. I think the Bible agrees on this whole issue of clock ticking. There's two words in it that I was doing my research in preparation for tonight that the Bible talks about as relates to time. It's the word kairos and chronos. Most of us are familiar with chronos because we get the word chronology from that. But the word kairos is where God operates. And kairos is defined as the right or the perfect moment. Because he's a perfect moment. The issue with us is that many people miss their kingdom assignment for the person. They're looking for that clock. They're hearing the noise of that clock. And what God is really saying is, I need you to be about my assignment, whether that's through providing life for a child that needs it, that's spending whatever that is, we have to be about our kingdom assignment. And once we take care of God's business, he's going to take care of our business. And so the fulfillment in life comes from me understanding what God's assignment for me is and fulfilling that. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, the heaven. God has the time. The issue is our time does not coincide with his time. Our time, chronos. His time, kairos. Perfect moment.
Real talk.
I mean, there was a lady, and this is amazing. There was a lady who God made a promise back in Genesis to an individual named Abraham that he was going to make him the father of many nations. Abraham is sitting at 90 years old. Sarah is sitting at 80 years old, and God comes to them and says, you're going to have a baby. The Bible says that Abraham and Sarah were dead, which means Viagra couldn't even help them. They were dead. And as a matter of fact, Sarah laughed at God and came up with a substitute plan. But the Bible says in Genesis chapter 21 that Abraham bore a son named Isaac when he was 100 years old. We want chronos. God is saying kairos. He's saying in my perfect timing, I'm going to have it all straight. I just got to line myself up with his will.
Life moment with Pastor Malcolm.
Yeah.
Y'all better get it, man. This is what we do, folks. This is real talk tonight. Now, listen, if y'all are looking for a good word and need a fresh, bold connection to your spirit, then join Pastor Malcolm Finkley, myself, and fellow members of Life Church Texas tomorrow and each Wednesday for the Coffee House Fellowship at Starbucks in Grand Prairie. Now, that's on 350 in Camp Wisdom, starting right off at 7 o'clock p.m. The best part of fellowship, folks, is receiving a fresh word. Shout out to my man Tracy Green for chiming in. Thank you for your 100. Also chiming in, Diane chimed in the call. Folks, this is what we're talking about, man. Keeping it 100, keeping it real. Play rehearsal for the upcoming stage play, second place women who come in first, coming up Sunday. But before we do that, this coming holiday weekend, I know folks are going to be heading out to Essence Festival in New Orleans, but if you're going to be in the DFW, stick around for the weekend Lucky 7 extravaganza. We're going to Choctaw Casino in Durant, Oklahoma. We got the manifest going around town. And sign in and check us out. Hit us up on How Was Your Weekend page for more information about that. And get ready for what we're going to do, folks. The ball's not stopping. We're going to keep it rolling. As we wrap up the show today, I want to thank the folks for chiming in and giving their insight. I want to thank all who chimed in, blogged in, and sent messages and expressed their thoughts. As always, you make the show what it is. And if you had a good time tonight, and if you got some good information out of this show, just do us a favor and tell 5 more people to chime in with us next week as we come back with another hot topic. Log in, listen, and learn, fam. My name is Andy Brown. Keep God first. Good night to my fam. Go mob to my frat. And we gone.